time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Stop. No. You are listening to the right show. In a very rare moment, Cashman is actually soaking, simmering in the hot tub of love this weekend. Yeah, you know, once a year we get the cash time to scrub off, soak up, relax, clean himself up.
Double B's are holding down the floor.
I don't know if your microphone's on. You might have to come cuddle with me. Hello, hello? I hear myself. All right, fine. Even better. It's just me today.
Oh, boy.
We'll get some dynamite drop-ins from Monty later. Danger Boy gets to be Monty today. But this is the Pain Clinic. Very, very, very small. Very, very different crew today. No Cash. The Mark is not here. It's just the Double D's. Myself. And Danger Boy. Let's get to some plugs before we start talking about wrestling. Big pay-per-view coming up tomorrow that is going to set up the road to WrestleMania. So holidays for today. Can you get behind, now Danger Boy, can you get behind Cherry Pie Day?
Yeah, I like Cherry Pie.
Danger Boy likes Cherry Pie. I'm serious, you might have to come cuddle with me because I don't want it to be just me over here. It's also Hootie Hoo Day. Where the hell does Cash find these?
I have no idea.
I don't think that one's working either. It's just me. And here's the one that I can like today. Love Your Pet Day. I love your pet that, you know, Mark can talk all about the pet that he likes.
Maybe Mark shouldn't start fights in my house.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he shouldn't encourage seeing me naked because, you know, that's where it all went downhill for him.
Dog didn't want to see it.
That's why I love your dog. Today's birthdays, Japanese wrestler, disputed former WWE champion, WWE Hall of Famer, Antonio Inoki, 73 years old. And also, let's get to the plugs.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's just get to it. Of course, as always, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, our favorite, my favorite.
Palmer's Food Services and Donuts Delight on Empire at Culver. Enjoying delicious donuts this morning, actually, from there.
Yes. Went with the Boston cream this morning.
Yes, Boston cream is always delicious, but the Cocoa Puffs one is very underrated.
And, but that's like the unicorn there. Like, you're lucky if you go in and see that one. It's not always there.
That's because it's so good it disappears.
This setup is really creepy. I just need to let everybody know that's
very,
listening.
Very much like, so.
I'm literally sitting in front of a microphone, and Danger Boy is, like, squished up, pressing against me. Oh, wait, we might have things fixed here. Let's see. Drum roll.
Can you hear me?
No, not on that one. That's okay. We'll just take turns hosting the show today. Don't forget, you can join the Pain Clinic out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door on March 5th for UFC 196. And it's going to be a big one. Conor McGregor going up against the light heavyweight champion, Rafael
Dos Anjos.
Is it Dos Anjos or Dos Anjos? I've heard people say it both ways.
It goes both ways.
I don't think he does. Anyway, hosted by us out at Salvatore's The Garage Door. Prizes, drink specials all night long. March 5th.
UFC. $5 cover.
Ladies are in for free.
Ladies are in for free. It's a ladies' night.
It's always ladies' night when UFC's on the TV at Salvatore's at The Garage Door. And also, interested in roller derby? Maybe you could be a skater. You could be an official. You can't be the announcer because Cash has that one covered. But anyway, Rock City Roller Derby could use you. If you're interested, contact them, rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com, and become one of the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. All right, you know what, Danger? Let's get into it. We got a big event tomorrow. Not as big as WWE wants it to be quite yet.
I think something will happen during it that will make it that way.
I have a couple of different thoughts on that, too. So let's start to break down the card. Really, a fairly quiet week for WWE. We'll get to some news, though. Some interesting notes coming out of WWE this week involving a main guy who's been a former champion who is apparently not going to re-sign when his contract is up later this year. And also news on some of the matches that we might be seeing at WrestleMania and some intrigue surrounding one of the WrestleMania staples. Who is The Undertaker going to fight?
No one knows.
Nobody knows, and rumor is that they've decided on the opponent, but they're kind of teasing it by saying it's not somebody that's on the current roster, which kind of leaves that door wide open to be a lot of people.
There's a lot of people it could be. There's one person people probably have out of their mind that I just thought of that is the only one I could see logically working, and that's Randy Orton. We haven't heard from Randy Orton in a while. He's been out hurt, but said he wasn't as hurt as everybody thought he was.
But he's technically on the roster, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's what I don't understand. Like, they say not on the current roster. Does that mean not active?
Not currently signed.
Right.
Not maybe in NXT. I don't know who they would bring up from NXT. They don't have anybody down there that's already got built up enough following mainstream to pull it off.
One person, but they're going to be tied up.
Yeah. Well, they could do it with Finn. They could probably do it with Joe, too.
Right, but I'm guessing we won't see Joe. I mean, the rumor is Joe's getting called up first. We'll probably see him after
Mania
happens.
Well, the rumor is we might see Enzo and Cass before that, but...
I'm actually predicting a sighting of them tomorrow.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, well then let's talk about that. Let's lead into that. Some of the things that we are going to be treated to tomorrow, the Fastlane pay-per-view. Kind of disappointing to me that we're going to have a 2 out of 3 falls championship match on the pre-show.
Maybe it'll go the entire pre-show.
It possibly could, unless it's going to be one of the shortest 3-fall matches ever, or unless in a rare twist they just have it go 2 falls.
Yeah.
Which
that'd be interesting.
I don't remember if I've ever seen that happen.
I think it's happened before, but I could see it where Del Rio loses both falls real quick and just flips. That could be interesting.
That would be good. And I'd like that, too. But some of the things on the main card, let's talk about this. We were talking about tag team action. There's actually not a tag team title match on the card. But we are going to get a segment with the New Day on the Cutting Edge Peep Show with Edge and Christian. And I've been thinking about this a couple ways. I'm thinking they're going to come out and kind of provoke them. I'm thinking it's either going to lead into them announcing that there will be a TLC tag team title match at WrestleMania, something that Edge and Christian, you know, really put on the map, along with the Hardy Boys and, of course, the Dudleys, who are on the roster right now.
Yes.
Other than that, I was thinking maybe bring out a tag team, because I think the biggest problem with the main roster tag teams right now is, other than the New Day, nobody has personality. Like, there's nobody that can work on their level.
That's very true. But there is a team that has the talking ability they have, at least in the catchphrases that they've used for the past year and a half, down in NXT, that is rumored to be coming up as a group. And one of them's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
And then one's a certified G and a bona fide stud.
Yeah,
bona fide stud. And you can't teach that.
Now,
I would love to see Enzo and Cass, because I've been thinking about it recently. I love the New Day, but again, It's all them. There is nobody that can step up and be on the level they're at right now. They need a counterpart.
Yeah, they can have tons of good matches with all sorts of teams like the Usos and whatnot. The Usos have zero personality.
No.
Absolutely none.
None. They're the twin magic of the tag team division.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Bellas, only they paint their faces.
The Bellas have more charisma than the Usos.
And that's saying something.
Yes.
That is saying something. If you want to get in on the air, give us a call, 222-1280. They still do Star 1280?
I think we've said it every day for the last 17 years. Why not?
Why not? Star 1280. And, of course, if you want, send us a tweet. Send us a message on Facebook. You can text us at 222-1280. I could pull that up right now. So, other things we are going to be treated to at Fastlane. Looks like 2 Divas matches. Let's start with the one where the title isn't on the line. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch versus Tamina Snuka and Naomi. I think this one's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think we all know what's going to happen unless there's a complete and utter blow-up, which there shouldn't be, because the two who should win should also be in the Divas title match at WrestleMania. So we'll see what happens with that, but I don't think that's going to be a very long match or very competitive match.
Yeah, and again, like we said, what we're going to see come out of this pay-per-view is really setting the table for WrestleMania, and a lot of people are hoping, if not downright out-predicting, that we're going to see a triple threat, potentially Divas match, Charlotte, Sasha, and Becky, which could rival any of the other matches on the card if they give them time and do it right.
Yes. Yeah, they've had some great – I mean, they did the Fatal 4-Way match they had with Bayley involved as well down in NXT was fantastic.
Yes. Yeah, so I'd be excited to see that. Let's talk about the other Divas match they're doing. Unless they're going for a huge upset here, Brie Bella versus Charlotte for the title. I'm nervous because I know probably somewhere deep down, Vince and Creative could not resist maybe Brie getting a win, and you know, getting off, chance erupting and yeah. Her riding off into the sunset with her husband. And but I hope they don't. I really hope they don't.
It's when Charlotte started doing the yes chant on Monday, I was not happy with it because it brings more sympathy towards Brie and gives her more of a chance in the fans' eyes, which no one wants to see. The fans might think they want to see it, but they don't want to see it.
Well, we need some other opinions on female issues, and who better to go to than the man bun of the pain clinic, the Mark. Mark, is this you?
Yeah, it is, but wow, really?
Hey, you're not here in person, so we can say whatever we want to you. What are you going to do to us over the phone?
Well, speaking of, I had that moment here. I'm a couple hours away. I'm up north this weekend, but I was able to download the app, so I was able to listen. And I do appreciate that we you started off the show talking about me being bit by a dog.
We never said that.
Really?
We didn't. I never said the words, Mark was bit by a dog. Never said those words.
It's pretty implied.
Implied, but never said it. Wouldn't hold up in a court of law. Lawyered. Next.
Well, I am going to actually transition over here. You're saying the women issue. I actually, I did not actually even have the thought in my head that Brie would actually even pull out a win until you guys actually just started talking about it, and then it just dawned on me. How perfect would it be to have Brie win? She retires on Monday night or the next night after, or the next Raw after, Fatal 4-Way for the women's title match, or for the Divas title at WrestleMania with Charlotte, Paige, Sasha, and Becky.
I'd like to see the match. I just don't agree with the setup. I mean, I hate the thought of Brie winning and then just the next night, oh, I'm going to retire. I just wanted to be Divas champ. Yeah, please, no.
No.
Just let her lose. Let her ride off into the sunset.
I also think Paige has her own issues now with Summer Rae, obviously, because Summer Rae's going to get that monster push after beating Paige on Monday.
Well, and even if you went to a triple threat on a vacated title, it'll still, as you guys said, it will steal the show. It doesn't matter what matches are out there. I think that they're building towards possibly a Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, maybe Intercontinental title match from what I could maybe see that could steal the show. But a triple threat Divas title match, no matter what, will give it a run for the money for any match on that card.
I would 100% agree with that.
I agree with that as well. That's weird.
Wow, we're agreeing
with
the Mark.
Are you guys cuddling with each other right now?
No, anymore. No, no. We don't have to cuddle anymore. We're no longer spooning.
I was kind of hoping. It was a visual.
If Cash was here, anyway. We could have got a selfie of that, but alas, Cash is not here.
Well, since I am calling in, and this is probably the only chance I really get to go through this, I might as well tell you, personally, I think Dean Ambrose actually pulls out the win tomorrow night. That's my call. That's the Mark calling it.
So the Mark is calling Dean Ambrose victorious in the triple threat to determine the number one contender.
Yep, and I think it's clean. There's not going to be a I don't know who he's going to pin. That could be debatable because, I mean, if he pins Roman, that could be a huge thing. If he pins Brock, that's even bigger. But I think that it'll be clean. It won't be a swerve. No one's going to get involved. I think it'll be a clean win. Now, Bray Wyatt is not on the card. It's his cronies, from what it looks like, right?
Right.
So I don't know where Bray lands. He's got to be doing something, especially if he's going to be possible, unless he does
attacking Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, if he does screw over Brock Lesnar, that would be the only option I would think of. And other than that, Undertaker possibly shows up, either that or Raw. That's it.
All right, Mark, any other predictions?
I think that's it.
Sorry. Cut him off. I've always wanted to do that. He's going to be so mad that I just cut him off.
Oh, no.
But other people might appreciate that. Other people might appreciate that. Maybe like Rashawn, who wants to talk to us about the tag team division. What's going on this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to just briefly talk about the tag team division. Like I said, you guys did say that Enzo and Cass are possibly going to be up on main roster fairly soon. I think that's a good possibility. The only thing is the problem that with them as a tag team going against the New Day is because of the Freebird rule that the New Day is basically using. And they got to get a third member. I mean, honestly, that's the only thing really going for them right now is to have factions going after these titles.
They don't necessarily need a third member.
You have Carmella knock Xavier Woods out of it or something. Carmella over.
I mean, it could work. It definitely could work. And I did have one other brief comment, and I'll make it very, very quick so you can get to the next caller. It's basically just a rumor I heard, which is something I said on the show a while back, is I think that they need to go from the four-week format for special events and pay-per-views to probably like a 6 to 8 week format. That way they have time to build stuff up and actually get better interest, to get better buy rates. I read that somewhere online this week. I think it was Spokita.com or something like that. And it's like they're possibly talking about moving to a different format because the pay-per-view production costs versus network, you know, buy rates and all that kind of stuff. Just kind of makes more sense to move off. That way they can also build these storylines up a little bit more to get a little more interest in it because right now, I mean, Fastlane, you got a pretty good card for it, but it's a fairly predictable card. And when the cards are predictable, then it's not a lot of interest in watching it. So,
well, what it sounds like they're doing, I mean, every Monday you've seen, or Monday and Thursday, they came out and said, you know, if you're going to spend money on a pay-per-view for this, you're going to pay $54.99 by the network. They don't care about buy rates anymore. Pretty much they're just playing out their contracts with the pay-per-view companies at this point because they've already lost DirecTV. They lost Dish Network. They're not getting any money from them. So all they've got is cable right now. And if you can get people to buy into your network, which will help, you know, you overall, you're going to have many more people buying the network. You're going to get the special events free. They might go towards the four major ones and have smaller shows. With them doing the house shows live and stuff like that, I can see them going and doing that instead of doing these secondary pay-per-views, have like a good house show card or something like that. I don't like to improve the buy rates and stuff, though. They don't care about buy rates anymore. They're openly telling you not to buy it on cable.
And maybe another point, too, that people need to remember is, you know, the pay-per-view every month, that's a byproduct of when they were at war with WCW. I mean, having the action that fast and furious and having big events that often was kind of just the result of that fierce competition. So maybe, like you said, let's back it off. Do we really need one, you know, every 4 weeks? That gives zero time, like you said, to properly build up some angles, build up some momentum for some of these matches.
Exactly, and I mean, there's one thing I would like to see, which I know because of the cable companies, we're not going to see with the network, but I would love to see like a simulcast of Raw or a simulcast of SmackDown on the network, and the reason I say I like a simulcast is just because of the fact that I'm on the road as a truck driver, so when I have to watch Monday Night Raw, I get the 90-minute format of a three-hour show, which I understand probably 45 minutes of what I missed is nothing but cutbacks to whatever happened and Michael Cole being a talking head. I get that. But at the same time, I'm on the road, so I don't get to see the full show, and I know I missed a lot of stuff because I have to watch it on Hulu or something like that. So it would be nice to have some kind of simulcast format that they do. I'm glad they got rid of the second screen thing, though. That, God, I'm so glad they got rid of that.
Yeah, but I'm with you, though. Not that I'm traveling, but as someone that does not currently subscribe to a cable or satellite service, a simulcast on the network would be nice. Rashawn, we're heading to break. Before we let you go, who's your prediction to come out number one contender?
Number one contender, it's going to be Roman Reigns. I mean, they built up so much of an angle with him. I don't understand why. I understand throwing Dean Ambrose in the mix, but keeping Brock Lesnar in the mix, other than the fact that he doesn't wrestle on TV, you know, and just all he does is the big match stuff. I get it. That's why they had to throw him in to basically justify his paycheck. But you know, if they spent so much time building up Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, then Roman Reigns versus the Authority, Roman Reigns basically has to win it. So that way it looks like Dean Ambrose getting into the mix is their last ditch effort to have nobody have his back while the Authority is supposedly united.
All right, I can agree with that. Rashawn, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, WWE kind of painted themselves into a corner. They've been pushing Roman Reigns so much. Do they have another choice, really? Which I really don't.
I don't
think
see
they
one.
Do.
The only thing I see them doing is turning
one of them.
Turning one of them and having Brock Lesnar somehow skate through, because Brock Lesnar will sell more than Roman Reigns.
Ah, that could be possible. All right, well, we're coming up on our first break. We still have plenty more to talk about. A lot of more matches on the card that we need to discuss. Intercontinental title on the line. AJ Styles is going to be in action. Rochester's own boy will be in action. So we have plenty more to talk about. We got a bunch of calls coming in. Keep them coming in. 222-1280, star 1280. Text us, 222-1280. Also, hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Twitter. So we'll get more of your calls lined up. It's DC and the Danger Boy here without the Cash Man. Maybe we'll get an update from Cash.
Possibly.
You know, his skin's got to be pruny by now. Hopefully he's taking breaks in between soak sessions.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe.
He's out of practice, though. He might not be.
We might have Cash. We might not. But we will have more of your calls coming up next here on the Pain Clinic, Fox Sports 12.
Get red carpet ready this season. For a smile that dazzles, Crest White Strips is the way to whiten. New Olay Microsculpting Eye Swirl helps firm and brighten for younger-looking eyes. To make eyes pop, try CoverGirl Plumpify Mascara for 50 times the volume and lift. Don't forget the Pantene Expert Collection for healthy, moisturized hair, and you're ready to go. Get these great products and others at Kenny today. When you purchase any three Pantene, CoverGirl, Crest 3D White, or Olay products in any combination, you can mail in to receive a $10 iTunes gift card by mail. Check in-store for complete program details.
Trucks and fuel efficiency go together like tweets and good judgment or lip syncing in the national anthem, hair dryers and bathtubs. Maybe I'm getting a little too personal with the last one, but MPG used to be MIA, but not anymore. Not with my truck, the Ram 1500 light duty. It runs like a soldier on leave, and for good reason. It's conserving, very conserving, a conserving savant, straight up thrifty on gasoline. This is how a truck should be designed. Meticulously designed interior, as comfortable as, I guess, the sofa in your living room. Best-in-class fuel economy, 29 miles per gallon on the highway, leaves everybody in the rear view or at the gas station. The Ram 1500 Light Duty, I don't know what I can say that hasn't already been said, and for that matter, said even better than me. Check out the Ram 1500 Light Duty today. I have the Eco Diesel. You'll love that as well. Go to ramtrucks.com. You'll find all of their great trucks. And always remember, always, guts, glory, Ram.
That's all good. We're having fun here on a Saturday morning. It's the Pain Clinic. No Cash Man. The inmates are running the asylum. What do you expect? It's all out bedlam.
Yep.
Cash is the linchpin. There's no debating that.
He's our authority, and he's not here.
No. So we're just like, I don't know, kids in a candy store right now. There's a lot of buttons in front of us, and we want to push them. Of course, Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Services, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Donuts and pizza, need we say more? Don't forget, you can join us, the Pain Clinic, out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, March 5th for UFC 196. That's a 10 o'clock start time. Get there early. I'm predicting with that main event match, Conor McGregor versus UFC lightweight champion Rafael Dos Anjos, that could be a pretty big crowd.
It should be. I mean, we got McGregor going for his second belt, moving up a weight class, talking smack still.
Unprecedented, not forfeiting his title when he goes up.
Yeah, they say he can hold his main. He say he wants to win all the titles and quit. I don't see him going much higher in the weight scale, but it should be interesting to see if he can back up his mouth.
And who knows, maybe one of these times we'll get to go to the Garage Door and see CM Punk fight, but not going to hold my breath. Just stuff keeps happening. So that is out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Prizes and drink specials all night long, March 5th. Don't forget, ladies, you get in for free. We've never established our theory that if a guy shows up dressed as a woman, he gets in for free.
We haven't tried that because we usually don't have to worry about it. But we could
pay somebody to try it.
That sounds like a thing we should do.
All right, we'll do that. We'll definitely do that. Maybe we can get one of our callers to do that. We have Dave on the line. Good morning, Dave.
I dressed up as a woman for Boy Scouts when I was 9 years old for Halloween, and I won third place. And then it kind of wrecked me for ever cross-dressing ever again.
Well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Like, should you be honored that you weren't that beautiful a woman?
Well, or that it wasn't that good of a costume. I don't know.
Wasn't quite convincing. What do you got for us this morning, Dave?
Hey, before you guys started talking about it, one of the things I was going to bring was, is there any way that Bree can walk away with us tomorrow? And I think we're on the wrong side of the calendar for this. If WrestleMania wasn't right next door, I think it would have been a possibility. If this was after WrestleMania, to where you could say she would have retired down at SummerSlam and put her career on the line or something like that, which everybody would have seen coming because, she pretty much announced it on Good Morning America. But as for now, I think it's just the wrong part of the calendar for her to do it. And you can't really push a Divas Revolution, per se, and have Brie Bella as your Divas champion.
They were pushing Divas Revolution with Nikki Bella as the champion.
Yeah. The Divas Revolution should definitely pick up steam once we get rid of the Bellas. No offense to the Bellas, but they're in the way right now.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in the way right now. Roman Reigns is in the way right now. I mean, Bray Wyatt wasn't doing anything, still not doing anything. And I thought that would have been a better Bray Wyatt against Triple H or Bray Wyatt versus somebody for the belt would have been much more interesting. Now, as far as the main title goes, I think it would be more interesting to have a match. If you're going to say Brock Lesnar versus Triple H, wouldn't it be more interesting to have a WrestleMania match of Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns?
I'd be in on that. I'd rather see that because I'm one of those people that is not affected by how much they are pushing Roman Reigns. I don't care how much they think I want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Right, neither do I really. Other than if you get a heel turn out of it, I think that might be more interesting, but or at least a heel turn out of one of them.
See, I think the problem is if they try to do the heel turn, it's going to be Ambrose, and it's not going to work. Ambrose is going to get cheered still. Ambrose will be cheered. Reigns will be booed.
And that's going to be clear tomorrow night. Brock Lesnar's going to come out to a massive pop. Dean Ambrose going to come out to a massive pop. Roman Reigns, lukewarm pop, mostly heat.
Right.
And he's going to get tons of heat if he wins, or should I say when he wins.
Well, and how ironic, too, in the same month that Daniel Bryan retires, that we're going to pretty much ignore. Oh, look, the crowd is behind Dean Ambrose. I'd want to check and see how much Dean Ambrose merchandise sells versus Roman Reigns. Just listen to the crowd reactions. You can obviously check out Twitter and stuff like that for your feedback. So as the WWE says goodbye to Daniel Bryan, they're also going to ignore, they haven't tried to push Dean Ambrose to the moon, but it just happened organically. But let's ignore that again because that's what we do.
Yeah, WWE has no interest in guys that get over on their own.
Right.
Vince McMahon says you're going to like who I say you like, damn it, and then just continues to shove Roman Reigns in your face. But I think that's the problem, though. Let's talk about that outcome. If Roman Reigns wins, he's heading into WrestleMania to face Triple H.
Triple H gets cheered.
Oh, Triple H not cheered. Like, it'll be ridiculous. Like, I'm thinking, back to WrestleMania. Hell, let's go back to WrestleMania 18. Hulk Hogan's supposed to be the bad guy. He's going up against The Rock, the biggest face the company has. And Rock gets booed the whole time. Everybody was behind Hogan. That's what they're heading for with this. Everybody's going to be behind Triple H. Nobody's going to want to see Roman Reigns win.
Nope.
The only thing I could think of which they won't do because it's probably the worst move in the history of pro wrestling is we get Triple H versus Roman, Son of the Ring, main event, and you get the Kevin Nash finger touch
the finger pump
to where Triple H falls down, Reigns becomes, they transfer the belt over, and then Reigns is a heel.
Any other show within WrestleMania,
yes,
they could pull it off.
If you want to do it on the Monday after, fine, but that can't be your main event.
Well, unless somebody else came out to protest it, and then you'd have your real championship match.
But the Authority holds all the power, so they wouldn't make the match.
Right. So, yeah, that doesn't work.
And round and round we go. Anything else for us, Dave? We got to move on.
The tag team division right now is decrepit, and you know I haven't really seen NXT to see Enzo and Cash, but I think they're setting them up somehow with Edge and Christian to like, oh, we can take anybody on the roster, anybody, and now comes Enzo and Cash or whoever like that, and probably an impromptu match and the titles change hands right there.
I would pop so bad for that.
See, the funny thing is, the WWE has a terrible tag team division right now. They have no one with personality. If you go down to NXT, they've got an awesome tag team division right now. They've got 7 or 8 different tag teams that could be the champions right now, and it'd be credible.
Right.
And half of them are going to be, I mean, you're going to see the Hype Bros up at some point. They're going to be like a mid-card, a mid-level area, and then they might go higher if they play up the fact that Mojo Rawley's friends with Rob Gronkowski. So.
Right.
You got that going. You got American Alpha is going to be mainline to the main roster because they are the best tag team we've seen since the World's Greatest Tag Team.
Yes.
You got a ton of people down there that could hold the candle to the New Day, but you have no one on the main roster that can do it right now.
Well, and really, like, since they haven't put the Wyatt family as a tag team, I mean, you could have had, you know, New Day is bad, but Wyatt family's evil, so I think bad versus evil, I think, would have, you know, put on a great match, but they don't seem to want to do that.
No, WWE has been disinterested in really doing much with the Wyatts, and now we're supposed to care that we're going to see them face Ryback,
the Big Show, Kane.
Big Show in a slowest person wins match. So, Big Show. Sorry, Big Show, we love you. But, I mean, I'm going to be interested in that simply for the fact that Luke Harper's involved.
Everybody
loves Luke Harper. Hopefully it builds for something for him for WrestleMania. Although, we'll never know. I mean, really, it looks like by this, the big rumor is still that Vince McMahon is really big on Braun Strowman.
Yes.
So this match is nothing more than, I think, to get him even more over as just the new big giant.
Yes, the rumors going around are that he's going to win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. He's going to face Brock Lesnar in a feud at some point. He's going to feud with Roman Reigns at some point because they like the fact that he's huge, he's strong, and he's actually not, I mean, we haven't seen much from him, but he hasn't been terrible. And he plays a good, happy gladiator.
A good, happy gladiator.
As a rosebud.
Everybody forgot about his time as a rosebud. All right, the phone lines are getting stacked up. We will get to more of your calls. Dan, hold on. Scott, hold on. Richard, hold on. We will get to more of your calls next on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 12.
Everyone wants to pay less taxes, so why don't they? With your Fox News Radio tax tip, I'm Lori Rothman of the Fox Business Network. Financial planner Jerry Lynch says people are constantly overlooking easy deductions.
People are not deducting, for example, the sales tax that they pay. They're not taking their itemizing it and saying, you know, I bought a car, I bought a bunch of things.
Charitable donations are also overlooked. Each time you give cash or goods, make sure you get a receipt as proof. Even some of your work expenses can be deducted. But CPA Dom Tavella warns that there's a fine line.
You use your card to go to the train station and you work for somebody and you're a W-2 employee, that expense, that usage of the car is not deductible. If you're an outside salesperson, you're going from client to client to client, the extent that that expense is used to generate revenue, that deduction is allowable.
I'm Lori Rothman with the Fox Business Network.
Sports 1280 Rochester.
Willing and Gable?
Yes, we are.
Little American Alpha to bring us back into the show. Get some quick plugs out of the way. Of course, Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. And don't forget, March 5th, 10 o'clock, UFC 196 out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with the Pain Clinic. Prizes, drink specials all night long. Ladies, you get in for free. And there's going to be a great fight. Might we see
a double champion?
Conor McGregor going for the UFC light heavyweight championship. I can't wait to see that fight. So let's get back to some phone calls. Up next, Dan out in Rochester. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What do you got for us today?
Hey, just quickly, a couple things. Last night, I got to see the UFC on Spike, and it was Ken Shamrock versus Royce Gracie, which was a quick match, won by Royce Gracie. And Booker T was in the audience.
Yeah, that was actually Bellator yesterday on Spike. Shamrock is really old at this point.
So was
Gracie's really old too, but Gracie's type of fighting was a lot different than Shamrock's, and
right.
He always owned him in the past too.
And then number two, speaking of Big Show, on Thursday night lip sync battle, Big Show was there doing the lip sync battle.
And how'd he do?
I didn't see it because my friend told me about it, but he recorded it.
Okay, so you still have to view that?
Yes.
I mean, the Big Show is a very charismatic guy.
Yeah.
We know he can cry on cue.
You know, The Rock was the first one to do it versus Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yep. is that where this whole thing was born?
Well, the whole thing was born on Jimmy Fallon, and then the new show, when they came out with the show on Spike, the first...
Right.
Battle was The Rock versus Jimmy Fallon.
That was awesome. That was amazing. That was so hysterical.
Now, the Bellator that you watched last night, was this also the same night? Was last night where Kimbo Slice knocked the guy out using wind power?
Oh, my God. Both guys were so winded that fight. It took the third round before Kimbo finally knocked him out.
But if you watch the clip, he swings at him, totally misses, and the guy just falls over.
Yes.
I mean, but you could tell, like, before he threw the punch, though, both guys were basically holding each other up because they were spent. Yeah, I think wind should get the win in that fight.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem, Dan. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We have Scott. Scott, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Did you really hang up on Mark Fantasia? Or was that technical difficulties?
All right, full disclosure for everybody listening. Last week, when the Mark showed up to the iHeartMedia studios, he thought it would be funny to bring in a snowball and throw it at me. So as my act of retaliation this week, you damn straight I hung up on him. That was no technical difficulties. That was my finger on the button.
Gentlemen, I salute you proudly.
Thank you, Scott.
And congratulate you upon this achievement.
What do you want to talk about?
Actually, I was going to wonder if you guys had heard about this so-called mystery opponent for The Undertaker not being a member of the active roster.
Oh, yeah, we started to talk about that a little this morning. What are your thoughts on it, Scott? Any ideas, thoughts, predictions?
I know it's going to sound crazy, but I really wonder if it's Stone Cold. You're in Texas. You've got two Texas legends.
Stone Cold did say creative had something for him.
And the fact that they've kept it this quiet and this hush-hush, I would give major kudos to WWE for pulling it off.
Monday night, they would have to bust out somebody, though. One of them.
He's got to show up sooner or later. You're down to, what, less than 2 months at this point?
It'll be like 7 weeks? From Monday, I think?
I mean, they brought him out last year a little late. He didn't show up until well after Fastlane, but he's due. And maybe he'll play a part in tomorrow night's fight. You never know. It could be that. By the way, I am pulling for Ambrose to win, even though reality tells me otherwise.
I think we're all in the same exact boat, Scott.
I don't want Roman Reigns. I don't. I had this rotten mix when I had Hulk Hogan shoved down my throat, and then I had this rotten mix when I had John Cena run down my throat for 10 years. I want something new. Damn it.
Well, think of it this way: if it turns out that way, where Roman Reigns does win, there is a pretty good chance we'll get to see a very good match between Dean Ambrose and Brock Lesnar.
Is that still on, or is he still slated for Wyatt? Because I really thought that Wyatt and Lesnar was locked.
It looked like it was locked, but they haven't done a single thing with it since the Royal Rumble.
Right.
Well, it could be tomorrow night when, you know, Lesnar's got the advantage, the lights go out, and, you know, bam, Sister Abigail, he's down, and someone covers him for the win. That really could be the lead-in for it. It would be a terrible way to end such an interesting match.
Maybe they can get a hologram. They can get a hologram Bray. Oh, wait, they already did that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work well.
Dean Ambrose could go to hit him with a TV. Oh, wait. No, yeah, man, no. They already did that.
No. They're running out of good ideas, and I actually agree with the idea earlier of going to an 8-week pay-per-view cycle, because you just can't build the storylines, you can't build the feuds like you did before, because you're doing these 1-month cycles, and you're basically just moving them from person to person and building them around when you didn't have, when you had before, and this is going back, you had Triple H and Rock, and yes, they fought for like 7 pay-per-views in a row, but it kept going and it kept building and the story kept building and they kept, you know, they would circle around each other for a little while. They would go off and do their own things, but then they would come back and it would, you know, give a little bit more inspiration for the next match. This whole thing of, well, Kevin Owens is going to fight Dean Ambrose. Kevin Owens is going to fight Dolph Ziggler. I'm guessing for WrestleMania, I'd love to see Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn go at it, but I want something worthwhile. I want something worth watching.
See, it's not necessarily the pay-per-views, them having a monthly pay-per-view that's messing up. It's the fact that they have ADD in the writing department, and they can't stick with a feud past one show.
And they like this thing called 50-50 booking.
Yeah. You can't, I mean, you could say one of the bigger things that happened was not necessarily the fact they have the monthly pay-per-views, is the fact they put pay-per-view quality matches, what used to be pay-per-view quality matches, on Raw every single week, and you no longer have the jobber matches or stuff like that, unless they're really building someone up, like when Ryback came up or Rusev.
Yeah.
And perfect example of that, think back to WrestleMania 29. I was there. Cash was there. A fairly underwhelming event. And that's their biggest show of the year. The next night's Monday Night Raw
was awesome.
Was so unbelievably better than what they put on the night before. And it was on free TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got spoiled for my WrestleMania moment because you talked about 18. I was at 18. I was one of the thousands in Toronto absolutely losing their mind at seeing Hulk Hogan again. And I'm partially to blame probably for his rise because I was one of the people chanting Hogan because I just couldn't stand The Rock at that point. It was such a great night. And now when I look at these pay-per-views and I look at this WrestleMania, I don't feel that need that I need to go anymore. I don't want to spend the money anymore. I'd rather just, you know, spend $9.99, buy some nachos, and just sit on my couch and fall asleep because it's so freaking boring.
I still have hope for this one because they have to do it without the linchpins they've had for the last 10 years. Right now you don't have Randy Orton on the active roster. You don't have John Cena on the active roster. You have a whole bunch of injuries. They have to make it entertaining somehow. They still are trying to set this record, and they have no one to sell it right now. So they've got to do something to boost up ticket sales over the last, you know, 6 weeks of sales, or else they're going to fall flat on their face with that. So they got to do something. I think you're going to see AJ Styles and Kevin Owens. I think that's going to be a fantastic match. That's going to have a lot of people going nuts. But it's not going to sell the pay-per-view as, you know, the common fan wanting to see it. You're going to have someone out there that they want to see. So if they do Stone Cold and The Undertaker, that could do it.
That's the match that sells that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's not Triple H Reigns. It's not going to be Brock Lesnar, Bray Wyatt. Like you said, Owens versus Styles would be a phenomenal match, no pun intended, but that's not going to sell it. But yeah, Undertaker, Stone Cold, a marquee match like that,
yeah.
that you know, to throw it back to Tony Schiavone, that would put butts in the seats.
Yeah, and I have the hopes, I just don't have the faith. I would hope that something could be worked around. Every picture I've seen of Stone Cold, he looks fantastic. I want quality. That's all I want this year. I just want quality.
And actually, Stone Cold, some media going around of Stone Cold, he actually just did a piece with BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
Where Stone Cold, the famous beer drinker, that's it. They have him try all these fruity cocktails. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out. Guys, you take it easy. I think Rashawn's holding, and he's probably going to tell us about how wonderful Abella is, so I really need to get off home before I puke.
Oh, Scott, thanks for the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We have some time. Let's get to a little news. We kind of teased this up front. You know, a superstar who's been a former champion, not a world champion. Should have been a world champion. Don't get me started on that. But rumor has it, Wade Barrett, or King Barrett, as he's currently going by now, he's given notice to WWE officials that he is not going to re-sign with the company when his contract is up in June.
Not overly surprising. He's been active for like 6 months the last 3 years. Every time he comes back, he keeps getting hurt. I'm not going to say he's necessarily injury prone, but he keeps having issues. Right now he has nerve issues in his neck, and that's why he's just accompanying the League of Nations, not actually wrestling and all that good stuff. So it's not really surprising. He wanted to get into acting when we talked with him in studio here a few years ago. I don't remember how long ago that was. But really nice guy. I could see him actually doing it. And he's a unique character. He's actually really big, and he's well-spoken. So I could see him, you know, getting some movie roles out of it and whatnot. But looks like he probably doesn't want to get hurt anymore.
My wife said she would fund a project for him to read audiobooks.
Funny you shall say that.
Uh-oh.
Because when we're in the studio here, right after we interviewed him, Joe LaMonaco from Wham came in and had him read Goodnight Moon.
Oh, that's right. That happened.
Yes.
Just hearing Wade Barrett talk about kittens and things like that was fantastic. But now thinking back to this, I mean, Wade Barrett is one of those guys I liked ever since they brought him in. And I'm going to feel bad that he's going to be done with the company. And again, it's almost like when we talked about Daniel Bryan. I wasn't upset at the fact Daniel Bryan was retiring. I'm upset at the way his time was used with WWE.
Yeah, for those of you who don't remember, when they first did the NXT invasion, when Daniel Bryan got fired for choking Justin Roberts with his own tie, Wade Barrett was the ringleader and was probably the biggest heel in the company at the time, going toe-to-toe with John Cena. And they quickly took the legs out from under that.
Yeah.
But that was awesome. When that first happened, I was shocked. I could not believe they actually did something like that.
Yeah, and again, WWE has this moment. They had this unbelievable thing. Like, I remember getting the call from the Mark saying, did you watch Raw last night? I'm like, no, I DVR'd it. He's like, you have to watch what happens. And again, yeah, one of those things where you don't see something like that all that often now in WWE. One of those, like, truly amazing moments. And then they just...
A true secret, too. No one knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, and then they squandered it.
Yep.
And 6 months later, Nexus is really no more.
Nexus being
Super Cena
CM
beat them all.
Punk and...
I did like the CM Punk Nexus, though. But that lasted, what, a month or two?
Yeah.
He abused all the guys, so they all quit on him. Nah. WWE's track record.
Husky Harris in there. Nothing ever came of that guy.
Poor Husky Harris and Michael McGillicuddy.
Yeah.
And all those guys. All right, one last break to get to. When we come back, we'll run through the rest of the card. Me and Danger Boy will throw out our 2 cents, and that's probably exactly what it's worth.
Yes.
4 cents combined. So we'll get to that on the flip side here on Fox Sports 12.
Think you need a leap of faith with the banks this February to get financing? Well, think again, or just log on to HugeKiaCredit.com. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusillo Kia. HugeKiaCredit.com is the easiest, hassle-free way to apply for financing through Fusillo Kia. Just log on, select your location at the bottom of the screen, fill out a few lines. It takes a few minutes. Don't prejudge your credit. We know that sometimes bad things happen to good people. Bankruptcy, foreclosure, divorce. Log on. Do not prejudge your credit. Apply for financing through Fusillo Kia today with over 30 different lenders that we work with. Chances are great that we can find the terms to suit your needs to get you into the car of your dream. So log on to HugeKiaCredit.com, select your location at the bottom of the screen, and apply for financing right there online. Then come shop us 7 days a week this February at Fusillo Kia, where you can leap into huge.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At RochesterHelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on RochesterHelpWanted.com. Local jobs.
We play for the ankle-breaking, no-mistaking, head-shaking crossovers. For the fans who love it and the ones learning to. For West Coast playground kings and East Coast cities with rings. From the small-town dreamers to the big city stars. For the last words.
For the win!
in. It's good at the buzzer.
To the first words.
Basketball.
For buzzer beaters, three-point heaters, and team leaders, we play for the game changers on and off the court. The NBA. This is why we play.
Trucks and fuel efficiency go together like tweets and good judgment or lip syncing in the national anthem, hair dryers and bathtubs. Maybe I'm getting a little too personal with the last one, but MPG used to be MIA, but not anymore. Not with my truck, the Ram 1500 light duty. It runs like a soldier on leave, and for good reason. It's conserving, very conserving, a conserving savant, straight up thrifty on gasoline. This is how a truck should be designed. Meticulously designed interior, as comfortable as, I guess, the sofa in your living room. Best-in-class fuel economy, 29 miles per gallon on the highway, leaves everybody in the rear view or at the gas station. The Ram 1500 light duty, I don't know what I can say that hasn't already been said, and for that matter, said even better than me. Check out the Ram 1500 light duty today. I have the Eco Diesel. You'll love that as well. Go to ramtrucks.com. You'll find all of their great trucks. And always remember, always, guts, glory, Ram.
Let's face it, we Americans are addicted to our phones. Whether we're out to dinner, at a movie, attending a sporting event, or even at work, our cell phones never leave our sides. So it's no surprise that when we told people they could add a second phone line to their cell phone just for business calls, they were beside themselves. With eVoice, you can keep your personal calls separate from your business calls by having two separate numbers while only needing to carry one phone. So now we have yet one more reason to love our phones. So take that phone, yes, the one that's in your hand, and go to eVoice.com to add a second line today. And if it makes you feel better, America, you can tell everyone it's just for business. Visit eVoice.com and use promo code IHEART for a special 60-day free trial. That's eVoice.com, promo code IHEART for your special 60-day free trial. eVoice.com, promo code IHEART.
Saturday morning. I'm just thrilled. It's about freezing. I don't care about the wind. It's not snowing. It's beautiful.
Quite about freezing.
We've earned it after this week that we had to suffer through. Real quick, Pain Clinic brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver. Come see your favorite Pain Clinic guys out at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 o'clock on March 5th for UFC 196. Maybe see Conor McGregor pick up his second championship as he goes for the light heavyweight championship. Prizes, drink specials all night long. March 5th, Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 196. So Fastlane is upon us, a little more than 24 hours away. We've talked all about it. I mean, right from the top, we have our triple threat number one contenders match. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose. I'm sure me and Danger Boy have thoughts about how we'd like to see this play out, but
we both know better.
Yeah. Here's, and I know WWE hates triple threat matches for the title, but my most optimistic outcome in this match is a double pin, Ambrose and Reigns pin Brock.
Just like NXT with the double submission?
Yes. I'm hoping, but it's not going to happen. Roman Reigns, number one contender. Yay. Nobody cares. WWE Intercontinental title match, Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens, a match made official. Well, it wasn't even made official because Kevin Owens won the title Monday night.
Said he wouldn't take him on for the title, and then all of a sudden they're like, well, they made the match anyways.
Yeah, I love that. For those of you that didn't see it on Raw this week, Ziggler wants the match, and Owens just looks at him, and as he's walking away, goes, nah. I love Kevin Owens. But, I mean, they just put the title on Kevin Owens, so we're not going to see the title change hands.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, because hopefully we're getting Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, or maybe a Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, something like that. Maybe we see Dean Ambrose back in the mix, but I hope not. I want Dean to move on. Divas title match, Brie Bella versus Charlotte. Again, please, WWE, keep the title on Charlotte for now. Yes. No more Bellas as champions if we want the Divas revolution to continue. AJ Styles, one match we really haven't talked about, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho. So this is the rubber match. We saw Styles pick up his win, his debut on Raw.
Jericho gets a win back, so both guys tied at one apiece. Danger, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I might be the only person in the history of the world that didn't like the first match. I thought it was kind of clunky and kind of off. The second match was a cluster, so Jericho gets a win back. They had to have AJ push Jericho to actually get to this rematch. I think this one will be the one people talk about. I think they're going to have some chemistry together. They're going to put together a good match. They might actually have more time. I think you're going to see probably the show stealer in this, and you're going to see AJ pick up the win to move on, because that's what Jericho does, is help people out. But it should be a good match.
No, I'm with you. You're right. His debut match on Raw wasn't that great, but at the same time, the match wasn't that great. It was still awesome to finally see AJ Styles in action on Raw, facing off against a guy like Chris Jericho, nonetheless. A guy who we originally thought maybe would be a WrestleMania opponent for Styles.
Yeah.
And then they gave that to us right off the bat. So kudos to WWE, one where Vince McMahon kind of got it right. We're also going to see the Titans of WWE, as they kept calling them on Monday Night Raw. Big Show, Ryback, and Kane taking on Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan, and, of course, our boy Luke Harper. No doubt about this one. Wyatt family picks up a win. Where it goes from there, I am not all that certain.
I can see Strowman getting the win on somebody with his little choke out move that I don't exactly know how it chokes you up because you're going around their shoulder, but at the same time, they want to make him the next big thing, so might as well start somewhere.
Maybe have him choke out Ryberg.
Yeah.
Or Goldback, whatever his name is now.
Well,
way to embrace the black tights and really become Goldberg again.
Well, with the little weightlifting belt with the big guy on the back of it, that distinguishes differently.
Yeah, Goldberg never had a belt.
No.
The big guy. And then we're also going to see another Divas match, tag team action, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch versus Tamina, Snuka, and Naomi.
We already talked about this one.
We already talked about that. There's absolutely no way that Tamina and Naomi are winning this one. Although credit to them for finally getting on a pay-per-view.
That's true.
That's a good moment for them.
Yeah. Should get points for that.
Does anybody have them in the league? Is anybody going to get points?
One of us might have Naomi. The third round gets really tough when you're the second last guy every single season.
Oh, people out there, if you're listening and you're not in a fantasy wrestling league, join a fantasy wrestling league. It makes wrestling that much better.
Yes.
Edge and Christian are going to be interviewing the tag team champions, The New Day. Real quick, we already kind of talked about this, and we talked about the pre-match show. One thing I want to throw out there, and I want to get Danger Boy's thoughts, if it's leading to anything or maybe just some fellas having fun with the internet fans out there. But for those of you that haven't seen it, The New Day have actually been called out. But it's not by anybody in WWE, not by anybody in TNA. They've been called out by the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
I don't think anything will come of it, because I believe the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are under pretty decent contracts.
Yeah, I know.
But Kenny Omega, he's been on the Up, Up, Down, Down podcast, or, you know, vlog or whatever they are on YouTube with Xavier Woods a ton. It's obvious they're pretty good friends, and I think they're just playing back and forth with each other. I can see something happening via the social media landscape with a response, but I don't see anything. There won't be anything that happens anywhere else.
Another one of my favorite parts of the video is the fact that while they're calling him out, Kenny Omega is wearing a New Day shirt, and then one of the Young Bucks is wearing a Bayley shirt. Just absolutely outstanding. And then they cap off their video by chanting New Day Rocks.
Yeah.
So for those wrestling fans out there that really love themselves, some Young Bucks, some Kenny Omega, and, you know, like we said, some charismatic challengers for the New Day. Maybe that's going to happen. All right. Danger Boy, what do you say we wrap this up? I think it's time for us to get out of here. I think we've proven a point that really shouldn't have the pain clinic without cashier. I'm just kidding. I think we held our own.
We did pretty well.
It was worth it just to hang up on the mark.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have to get out of here. Soccer Sam is anxiously awaiting in the wings. I see him peeking through the window over here, so it's definitely time for us to get out of here. Danger Boy, thank you very much for not making me do this alone.
Thank you, Dan Cole, DC.
All right, everybody, enjoy Fastlane. Whole crew will be here next week on the Pain Clinic.
Body Sports Slam 1280. Somebody you love.
Dan Patrick. Biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Southdoors.com.